Here's another challenge some immigrants face, the short supply in the U.S. of primary care physicians, especially in poor rural communities. The Affordable Care Act tried to address this with special training programs for young doctors. The idea is to encourage them to put down roots in these communities, but now Congress is considering doing away with these training programs. Heidi DeMarco of our partner Kaiser Health News visited one of these programs at a clinic in California's Central Valley, where many of the patients are migrant farm workers.
It's late Friday afternoon and still a scorching 105 degrees, but Olga Malavit doesn't seem to mind. The sweltering days remind her of where she grew up in Mexico.
I'm originally from Sonora, so I'm used to the dry heat, so this is not an issue for me.
Malavit went to medical school in Guadalajara, and 7 years ago, she came to the United States to do her residency training. She chose the California Central Valley. When she arrived in the U.S., Malavit couldn't believe that some people don't have access to a doctor.
There's people here who haven't had any kind of medical care ever. They just deal with their aches and pains. And honestly, that was a shock for me.
Here at Clinica Sierra Vista in Bakersfield, Malavit's patients are mostly from Mexico and Latin America. Spanish is what's spoken here. Today, Malavit is examining her patient, Veronica Ayon. She's from the same Mexican state where Malavit grew up.
Hola, buenos días. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Y usted?
Ayon sits on the exam table. Her dark hair is still growing back from surgery for a brain tumor last year. Ayon has lived in the Central Valley for 3 decades and says finding a doctor here is not easy, especially one that speaks Spanish. In the past, she's had to use her kids as translators at her appointments. It's better now with Dr. Malavit.
Va a seguir la punta de esto sin mover su cabeza.
The 48-year-old former farm worker drives a long way to see Malavit. She also transports her family and friends who don't have a car so they can see Dr. Malavit too.
Se baja el nivel de nosotros. Necesitamos ese tipo de persona.
Ayon says Dr. Malavit explains things at her level, in clear language, and that they need people like her. Malavit is training in a special medical residency program where young doctors are given extra support. The idea is to entice them to stay and practice in underserved communities like this one. That's because fewer than 10% of doctors in the U.S. practice in poor and rural communities, where primary care is most needed.
When I was living in L.A. and I told my friends that I'm going to put Bakersfield as my number one, they thought I was crazy.
But for Malavit, the Central Valley is a perfect fit.
It just felt like home, because I'm familiar with these people. I know exactly what they mean when they talk to me, when they tell me what they eat. And I think that they feel excited that someone that's coming from the same background is providing them care.
This Bakersfield residency program is one of 8 of these teaching health centers in California and 57 around the country. Dr. Carol Stewart runs Malavit's program. She hopes perks like mortgage assistance and medical school loan forgiveness will persuade these young doctors to put down roots here.
We want them to feel like this is their home and that they're part of the community.
And so far, this initiative seems to be working. Doctors who train in these residency programs are twice as likely to stay and practice in the same communities. But the future of these training programs is unclear. Congress has already cut their budget by about 35% over a 2-year period. Some of the other residencies were already eliminated. And Congress is slated to vote soon on whether to renew the program. If it doesn't, it would end the training for more than 700 doctors practicing in underserved communities across the U.S. Olga Malavit graduates from her program in the spring. She says regardless of what happens in Washington, she's found her place.
I like the proximity with the big cities and the people, you know, the population here. They're very grateful. They're always thankful of what we do for them. It makes me feel good.
It's good news for Veronica Ayon, too.
Yo he sido muy enfermiza a través de este cáncer y pues me ha ayudado bastante. Primero Dios y luego ella.
She says she's been very sick through this cancer, and Dr. Malavit has helped her a lot. First God, then her. For The World, Heidi DeMarco, Bakersfield, California.
Heidi's story comes to us courtesy of Kaiser Health News.